This episode is part of the Pool's Local Officials Stronger Together podcast series. It's one way we serve local officials through integrity, public service, fiscal responsibility, and operational excellence. As always, please direct specific questions about coverage to your risk management advisor.
Welcome to the Local Officials Stronger Together podcast series. I'm Scott Houston, and I'm coming to you pre-recorded from my master closet studio just outside of Briggs, Texas. In this episode, we're talking 2024 hurricane season. We've all heard by now that NOAA forecasters are predicting above normal hurricane activity in the Atlantic Basin, and of course that includes the Gulf of Mexico. The season lasts until November 30th, and NOAA predicts an 85% chance of an above normal season with 17 to 25 total named storms, 8 to 13 of which are forecast to become hurricanes, and their forecasters have a 70% confidence in these ranges. I was lucky enough to interview one of those forecasters, Matt Rosenkranz, for this episode. Matt is the Climate Testbed Director for the Climate Prediction Center, and we'll visit with him in just a moment. But first, be sure to check out episodes 16 and 16A of this podcast. Those were recorded in 2022 and 2023, respectively, but they're still good and they've got great information related to preparedness, specifically how to work on continuity of operations. There's a video presentation and all kinds of useful information linked below those episodes. Okay, we're back with a special guest, NOAA meteorologist Matt Rosenkranz. Matt, tell us a little bit about your background at NOAA. What do you do there?
My official title is the Climate Testbed Director, but I really do a lot of research and operations for making forecasts, you know, longer term, week two months in the future, 6 months in the future, year or two out in the future. And then one of my specialties that I've been doing for a lot of years is focusing on the tropics and the hurricanes. So I take the lead for NOAA's seasonal hurricane outlook every year, trying to get prepared for the upcoming hurricane season.
That's great. And we're really excited to have you today and really want to thank you for what y'all do. It's obviously very, very important for protecting property and people's lives here in Texas. So I think what I want to do today is I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast sort of the basics of the NOAA's prediction for the hurricane season that we can all read on the website. But I'd like to ask you what your top three things are for a city official to be aware of for this hurricane season. Let's jump right in and tell me, what's your first thing you think a city official should know about this Atlantic hurricane season?
I think that the biggest thing for this hurricane season should be that the preparations and even getting engaged and thinking about it now and getting constituents engaged now preparing is kind of the big thing that we can do at this point. There is a 70% chance of a storm forming in the next 7 days, deep in the tropics. And this early season, that is one indicator of a busy season. So the forecasts still look on track. So you have more storms, you just have higher odds of a storm coming in your area, just based on that fact. So the number one thing should be getting people prepared this year and helping people get prepared, getting them the information about what you want them to do to get prepared.
Got it. So number one is start getting constituents prepared now. And I'll put some information below this podcast about how to do that, stuff from NOAA, stuff from FEMA, stuff from our state Department of Emergency Management, so that there'll be resources that they can use. So what about the second thing they should know?
That with these storms, so that was the preparedness side, right? And the social science side, but the physical science side is kind of real in my realm. With these storms, the rainfall rates are coming higher and harder. So stormwater, flooding, those systems are likely to be highly taxed by any system coming by a storm coming in your area, even well inland. Just because you're 500 miles from the coast doesn't matter. You'd have to be 1,000 miles from the coast before it really mattered. But the storms, with the warmth of the waters this year, those storms are going to come in fully energized, full of a ton of tropical moisture, and just barrel and bring that inland if they have the right trajectory to come in.
We've already seen that happen with Alberto, right, with the city of Corpus Christi declared a disaster and asked for state and federal funds to help them through that. It's funny because I was going to a conference in South Padre Island. The warning for Alberto was issued and a lot of us chose not to go. And the rationale that a lot of folks I talked to said, oh, it's just a rain event. Well, Harvey was just a rain event, too, if you think about it. So that rain can be just as devastating as the other aspects of the hurricane, right?
It's actually the largest threat. So flooding kills the most people during any tropical system landfall or any tropical system even coming close to the coastline. So flooding is the number one killer, specifically, whether it's storm surge flooding, taking out a coastal town, or whether it's freshwater flooding, coming down a river and then meeting up with that storm surge. That can be particularly damaging in a place like Texas, where you can get some of the outer bands that go in upstream into the, push a lot of rain into the lower Colorado River, like Brazos River, things like that, and pulled out, and then that loads the water, and then the storm surge also comes in, and they both meet along the coastline. So when you have a place, with geography of Texas, that can be very damaging, that flooding. Again, that's the number one killer during any of these hurricane landfalls during the last 50 years that we have the statistics for.
Wow. Okay, so flooding is the biggest threat from these storms, so city officials even way inland need to be aware of that. That's two things. What about your third thing that is important for city officials to know?
Important for city-level officials to know, start early and go long. Especially one of the key determinants that makes an active season. So NOAA forecasts are an above normal season. All the things that I looked at, they're going to have a lot of activity. It doesn't just mean that September is going to be very busy, or they're the core months of the season. It also means you're more likely to have storms going into November. More storms early in the season. Like, we had the A storm. We had two other potential areas out there last week. Now we have two more this week. It's quite a busy period already. So you're seeing it early, it's likely to go late. So this could be a bit of a marathon over a sprint with this season. So that's why I said, can people really prepare now? Because if they can weather that first storm, you're more likely to weather the second storm in a positive manner if there are two. And then if you just get one, you weather that one with your better preparedness. So really getting out the preparation capacity, circling back to number one. But this could be a long season, especially shifting into a La Niña, which is a change in the Pacific Ocean that changes the winds over the Atlantic, changing that, and that's forecast to come in kind of during the second half of the hurricane season. So we are looking at the potential for, November to even be active. And history shows November is kind of the secondary maximum for tropical storm hurricane formation up in the Gulf of Mexico. So we get a cold front that comes down, and then you start to kind of feel nice for a couple of days, and you break that heat and humidity, and then all of a sudden, along that cold front that gets over the Gulf of Mexico, that turns into a tropical storm on the end of it. So you can end up having quite a bit of a late season from these years that are set up like this. We notice that.
Wow. Sounds like your third item kind of circles back and closes the loop with the first one, which is preparation, preparation, preparation. And that's certainly what we'll be telling our members. All right. Well, thanks for being with us, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
All right. Let's do your action items for this episode. Action item number one. We're already in hurricane season, and we've already had our first named storm, but there's still time to prepare. Just like Matt said, preparing your operations and informing your citizens is paramount. As part of that preparation, check out those episodes I mentioned earlier with all the good information linked below them. Action item number two. If you do sustain damage from a storm, call the pool first once everyone is safe. We can help send teams to stabilize your damage, get temporary operations set up, and even more using our turnkey recovery program. That's it. Thanks again to Matt for joining me today, and thank you for listening. It's time to get prepared for hurricanes, so let's roll.
To review written materials associated with the presentation or to ask Scott a question, please visit www.tmlirp.org and click on the Stronger Together podcast link. Please remember that the information in this episode is provided for informational purposes only and doesn't constitute legal advice. We recommend that you review the podcast and the accompanying written materials with your attorney prior to taking action.